Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you two. Going beyond the headlines and focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Skeki me abom Sandra Ezekwesili. Iha bweziyoku sirike. Lagos, how you doing? I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. Today is International Mother Language Day. It's a day that all over the world we observe a special day to promote linguistic and cultural diversity, promote multilingualism, you know, just raise awareness about our languages. And what I said when I started the show was what I would say if hard facts were an Igbo show. So Lagos, ke kime, abom Sandra Ezekwesili, iha bweziyoku sirike.
First hard fact of the day, the presidential and national assembly elections are in 4 days, while the Guba and state assembly elections are in 12 days. For the past 4 years, you call me and you say to me, God will help us. You punctuate each call. God will help us. God will save us. God, please help us. God, please save us. I don't think that God has done for Nigeria and Nigerians what he has done with this election cycle. He has provided so many options. He has provided so many truths. He has provided technology. He has done everything except come down to come and say, oh yeah, my child, this is how you need to do to save the country. This is how you need to do to change your destiny. This is how you need to do to change your future. That's the only thing remaining. And from what we know about God, God is not going to do that. It's up to you. God has put everything else in place. God has actually helped you. The rest is the help that you will give yourself. And it starts with voting on Saturday for whoever you want to vote for. And voting again in 11 days' time for whoever you want to vote as your president, your senator, your governor, your state assembly member, your House of Representatives, your representative at the House of Representatives. This Saturday it begins, 4 days away. Start charging your phone. Start looking for water that you will carry to election booth. Start knowing who are your neighbors and where do they want to go and vote and how are you organizing it. Make sure you don't go to your ward, only you. Make sure you're carrying like 3 people, 4 people, 5 people, 10 people if all of you are in the same ward. Elections are the most important things the citizens of any nation can do. As a citizen, it is your most important responsibility. It is the most important part of your contract. You have to do it. You have to get as many people as possible to do it. If you say, oh, all the candidates available are bad, look for the one that is the least worst, because the least bad will do the least damage. The worst of the options will do the worst damage. Every day, Nigeria Info ends the news by saying to you, elections have consequences, because they do. They do. You have to decide what you want those consequences to be. You cannot be a passenger You cannot be passive. You have to beat your chest and say, when it was time to count the men and the women, I was there and I was counted. Don't be one of those that sat down and say, now them, they go do them. And then later you'll call me on the radio and say, God will help us. God has helped you. Help yourself. 1 million Lagosians listen to this show. They cannot be wrong. Thank you for tuning in to Hard Facts. I've got a great show for you, starting with the big three. Let's talk about the Naira note scarcity. Then let's talk about reports of a poll showing Tinubu ahead. And then let's talk about fake news about the election and the Naira note scarcity. It's on the rise this period. On Community U Report, Chikwudi will be here talking to you. On today's Big Hard Fact, let's talk about the road to 4 days away. After the news at 6, I will bring you the step down. And on the step down, let's talk about the moral responsibility of parents to children. The moral responsibility of parents to children. Then after the step down, we'll bring you the news at 7 and hand you over to the sports gang. As usual, we'll have news updates at the top of every hour for you. But let's get started with today's big three. Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
This is the big three on Hard Facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Businesses caught in the crossfire between the CBN and the governors. Do politicians have the new Naira notes anyway? Do you filter disinformation? Our first story is the latest updates on the Naira note crisis. The Nigerian Railway Corporation is insisting on cash payments for tickets. That's happening on the Lagos-Ibadan Railway. Officials are saying that their supervisors stopped them from using POS machines to collect payment. Passengers are complaining because getting cash is tough right now. Critics of this policy say that this is yet another proof that this policy is hurting everyday Nigerians more than it's hurting politicians. However, Muhammadu Sanusi disagrees. The former emir of Kano, former CBN governor, he said, quote, politicians will suffer more from the policy, not ordinary Nigerians. They spend 4 years looting public funds, torturing their people, yet when another election comes, they bring the money to buy votes, the security apparatus and INEC officials, and to sponsor thugs. The policy will reduce rigging and similar activities during election. If you want to give an INEC official, a police officer or a judge some money, send via banks where it can be easily identified. Nigerians should welcome this new policy as it will give them a chance to vote whom they like, not those who can hire thugs or buy votes during elections. In the past, those with the highest loot were the ones to rig their way to power. Now, even if someone stashed some money, it is useless as the notes have been changed. End quote. Is the former emir correct? The former CBN governor, is he correct? Should Nigerians welcome this new policy? Do its benefits outweigh their pains? And I'm saying this as someone who was on her way to work this afternoon and seen crowds at different banks. Women call me on 01465-7190. Men call me on 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190 for women. Men call me on 0700-993-993-993. We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. And of course, for our listeners who are abroad, you can join the conversation via Skype. Skype is Nigeria Info FM. Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, Sandra.
Thanks for calling, sir. What's your name?
Yeah, I greet you. This is Baba G.
Welcome, Baba G.
Yeah, Sanusi Lamido Sanusi, very on point.
Okay.
Even this morning, Sheriff Shu you know, reading out the headlines, he mentioned it, but he didn't, you know, touch it. I say that because he's an insider, a former CBN governor.
Right.
Am I right?
Right, yeah.
And he's telling you that it's going to affect politicians most. Even the masses, no doubt, initially, I never supported Mr. President because he would have started the policy way back,
right,
like 6 months ago or so. I was even the one that said, look, 2015, you contested 2019, the same you, and you know these politicians, you didn't do anything.
Mm.
But what Sanusi Lamido Sanusi said is going to affect politicians more because the money they stash away, they will keep it in bunker, in sock away, keep off 1,000 naira notes.
Mm.
And when the election is coming like this, they will start sharing it.
Mm.
And I can tell you for free, especially this city we are, to mobilize is going to be difficult. I tell you, you know Computer Village?
Okay.
Because I engage, I talk to those boys. You know what they will? You see, any rally you are seeing, they will organize some. They just come to the street. Five key. Most of the time, if you hear a vehicle going to the rally, the way they are sharing money, the drivers will be hearing. When the driver carry on that passengers, the driver will be telling them. So, as for politicians, I tell you, the rate of organizing talks, the rate of buying vote, is going to be very, very difficult this time.
Mm.
But by the way, the policy is both side of coin. The people are still really suffering, and the politicians, they will suffer the more. Thank you.
Babaji, thank you very much for calling. Shade is on the line. Hi, Shade.
Hello, Sandra.
How you doing? Welcome.
Okay, just like the earlier caller said, I agree with him in the sense that I thought from the onset that Nigerians are not seeing the bigger picture.
Okay.
That what the president is doing, though I'm not in support of a lot of things he has done in the past, but this very one is for the poor masses.
Okay.
Because we are not seeing the bigger picture. You will see the bigger picture of how he is trying to clip the wing of all those who have stolen public funds. I want to now put shit out there to buy votes and to wig their way into the position where they keep suffering the poor masses. He has actually been able to clip their wings, so they are not able to really do much this time around. And that's why you can see them going to Supreme Court. You can see them kicking against the president. Thank you, Sandra.
All right. Thank you very much. We've got Ziti in Ajawa Estate on the line. Hi, Ziti.
Yes, Sandra. My name is Ziggy.
Oh, from Ziggy. Ajawa Estate. Welcome, Ziggy. Good to have you on the show.
Thank you. Good. My take will be on that poll you talked about from the point headline.
Right.
If you look at that thing very well, I think Punch is misleading Nigerians and his readers.
Right.
That thing is an advertorial.
Okay.
They paid for it. Nobody conducted any poll.
Right.
Check it very well.
Yes.
And it's very shameful.
We've not talked about it yet.
That Punch can use their media artistry in that kind of propaganda. It's very unfortunate. A very high level of that kind of magnitude of printing press and is pouring out this kind of propaganda just 4 days to election. It's very shameful.
Okay,
he's just deceiving people. There is no poll anywhere. Okay, it's just an advert they collected money for. And they are deceiving Nigerians and the world in general.
Okay.
It's just very, very shameful.
Okay.
That is my take for now.
All right, Ziggy, thank you for calling. Now, we've not gotten to that story yet. You should have waited to hear what I would say first now. But thank you for calling to talk to me, Ziggy. Femi is on the line. Hi, Femi Omotayo. Welcome.
Madam Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, Madam Sandra, I'm always very interested in this kind of topic because I'm in the United States and I can see how a government works. And you get what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm,
so the
mm-hmm.
thing is that I'm in support of Lamido Sanusi and the Mr. President continuously.
Okay.
If I'm the president of that country, if I have my way, I will change the currency of that country every 4 years. Anytime there's an election. Because the thing is that these politicians, that is the truth, man. These politicians, the moment they get into office, they start stealing for the next election. If somebody could have up to 25 billion naira, allegedly, 25 billion naira start in cash, That's to tell you what they want to do with that money. The money they're supposed to use to build hospitals, roads, good schools and stuff like that are being stolen by these governors just to get into power, just to get into office. So if I'm the president of that country, every 4 years I will change the currency of that country. That's my contribution.
Wow. All right, Femi, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call us back if you can. Good afternoon.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ma. What's your name?
This is Joy calling.
Hi, Joy. Welcome.
So, you know, this thing, they make me laugh, Sha.
Which one?
So, we believe, say, politicians don't get this money, this new money, that we stop vote by buying. Ah! That means the politicians are very smart, then, Sandra.
Okay.
They have it already in bulk. As they need it, they have it. I can testify of it. I cannot even say some things in radio now. They have it. 100% is the masses. I will always say this thing. This policy is against the lowest people in this country. Against we, not the politicians. Let's continue the ride. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Joy, for calling. We've got Abimbola on the line. Hi, Abimbola. Welcome. Abimbola, hi.
Hi, Auntie Sandra.
Good to have you on the show, Ma. Welcome.
Happy to meet you.
Yes.
I agree with President True.
Okay.
But why he did not try it in 2015? Where is he in 2019? Why now?
Well, 2015, he was not president that time, but yes, 2019.
Why? Okay, 2019. Why he did not do it that time? Let's be sincere with ourselves. And let's call a spade not a spade. This one is doing is political. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Abimbola. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show, sir. What's your name?
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir.
It's right on to Ochonogo.
Ochonogo, welcome.
Yes.
Ochonogo, sorry. Call back if you can. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Chinaya.
Welcome,
Sandra.
Sir.
Good afternoon, ma.
Good afternoon, ma. Hello? Hello? Okay, let's take a look at messages on WhatsApp. Fred says, Sandra, I like the... Wait, there are so many messages. I lost hope in my bank, GT Bank, waited for over 5 hours till cash came around 2 p.m. The bank came out with instructions that they won't pay any money and they've closed by 3 p.m. Oh, Fred, I'm really sorry to hear that. Today, I decided I won't wait at GT Bank, but a bank, another much closer to my house, Providence Bank, only to see that there's no new cash. Also, they're paying their own customers 2,000 naira old notes over the counter or 200 naira old notes over the counter. I just buy puff drink with transfer and came to my house. I like the new redesign policy, but I also think it's a way to distract Nigerians off the more important issues in the president's admin and the presidency, like the illegal debt collection issues and others. I just think this whole Naira redesign policy will just allow the president slip away with his administration. We saw massive clips of sharing of money during the primaries caught on camera. Sandra, I know we're still going to see similar clips in HD on Saturday. People will even put voiceovers on the vote buying videos that will circulate on election day. All right. Thank you, Fred. Edwin Asukwa says, I am presently at a bank waiting for the bullion van, but I don't mind. I'm not a fan of Buhari, but on this issue, he's my man of the year. Let the music play. All right. We've got this message here from Emmanuel Nikoyi. Emmanuel says, I'm in danger of missing out this election, Sandra. I spent over 3 hours in the bank today without getting a penny. I need money to transport myself to my polling unit a day before the election, but the bank is making it difficult for me to withdraw my money. Emmanuel, is it not possible to pay via transfer? Do you need cash to pay that transportation? Reverend Benjamin from Yaba says, Sanusi is very correct. Many of us are aware of that, and we commend the president and the CBN governor on this people's policy. Congratulations to the APC and their candidate on the poll, but Saturday is already here. We shall see. I hope
President Malami and the CBN governor will not bend. All right, thank you for your message. If you just tuned in, our first story is the latest update on the Naira note crisis. Well, updates, really. The Nigerian Railway Corporation is insisting on cash payments. And as you can imagine, customers are not finding that funny. Passengers are not finding that funny. Officials there are saying that their supervisors stopped them from using machines to collect payment. And you have a lot of people who are saying, well, this thing is hurting everyday Nigerians. It's hurting Nigerians like you and I more than it is hurting politicians. But Muhammadu Sanusi, former CBN governor, former emir of Kano, came and said, "Na lie." He said politicians will suffer more from this policy, not ordinary Nigerians. He said, quote, "They spend 4 years looting public funds and torturing their people. Yet when another election comes, they bring the money to buy votes, the security apparatus and INEC officials, and to sponsor thugs. The policy will reduce rigging and similar activities during election. If you want to give an INEC official, a police officer or a judge some money, send it via banks where it can easily be identified. Nigerians should welcome this new policy as it will give them a chance to vote whom they like, not those who can hire thugs or buy votes during elections. In the past, those with highest loot were the ones to rig their way to power. Now, even if someone stashed some money, it is useless as the notes have been changed," end quote. Those are the words of the former CBN governor, former emir of Kano, Muhammadu Sanusi. Is he correct? Do the benefits of this policy outweigh the pains of this policy? I'll take one call, just one, and then we'll take a break. I have 1 minute, so one call. 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
My dear, your Igbo girl is Fone Igbo.
My Igbo is Fone Igbo. Okay.
I saw this policy. I like it. Okay. It's a good development. Yeah, we are in. To go back, no easy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling, Friday. Adeshina Oyatoyinbo says, I walked miles today for hours just to get back to my house because my bank didn't open to give service. And I used my last penny to take tricycle there. So heartbreaking. Yet, I support this policy. Sanusi is very right. That's an interesting comment. Adeshino, I'm really sorry that you suffered that today. We've got a message here for the person that said if he's the president of Nigeria, he'll be changing money every 4 years, forgetting that they will be buying dollars. Okay, Abby, that one day. Grandma Princess says the former CBN governor is correct in his assessment. Moreover, from what is happening right now, it's easy to see that it is the money bag politicians are creating. It is the money bags and politicians who are creating this artificial new currency scarcity, making it look like CBN is not providing this new money to banks. But on the contrary, because from the incidents that broke at one of the states yesterday, where banks were broken into and destroyed, the thugs actually carried out these new notes they found in those banks, and they shared these new notes to people, and people saw that the packs were arranged in packs of 100,000 naira. So actually, banks have this money, but they decided to create artificial scarcity, and probably with the politicians playing a part too, to punish Nigerians. Okay, but who benefits? Assuming that what you've said, Grandma Princess, is true, who benefits from suffering Nigerians? We'll take a break.
95.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. A new poll puts Tinubu ahead. That's our second story. This poll was conducted by a company called Fredan Continental Services. And according to the newspapers, the Fredan poll got 287,000 respondents. 287,000. Now, that's a head-scratching number, because usually polls are between 1,000 and 6,000. But here are the results of this poll. According to the newspapers, Bola Tinubu is ahead with 37.2% nationwide and leading 19 states. Peter Obi is second with 32.1% and leading 8 states. Atiku Abubakar is third with 30.7%, leading 10 states. So when I saw the survey, I immediately wanted to interview the organizers, right? Because I've been interviewing different pollsters. Last week, I spoke with Steers, SBM. I spoke with them yesterday. So I decided to reach out to Fredan Continental Services. But they don't have a website. And that's strange because the newspapers claimed that they use the website for the poll. Fredan, that is, used a website for the poll. Newspapers claim that Fredan claims that part of the survey that they conducted was by phone and part of it was online. So I'm wondering how a company can do an online election survey, but they don't have a website. Because whenever I interview a pollster, I study their actual poll report. I don't study the newspaper story. I ask the pollster, let me have a copy of the poll, you know, and they give me the unabridged, unedited version and I look at it, right? However, that report is also usually on their website. I go to the website sometimes, download it. It's usually very long. The SBM report was over 130 pages long. I read all of it before interviewing them yesterday. But here I have a company without a website and without a poll report telling me they interviewed 287,000 people. And I'm also wondering how a company I've never heard of has the experience and capacity to run a poll with almost 300,000 respondents. That's one in every 300 registered voters. 300,000. I mean, you have companies like NOI Polls, Bloomberg, SBM, Steers, companies that we know, their own policy, their own polls only captured a few thousand people. But this company, Fredan Continental, was able to reach 300,000, over a 250,000 people. Have you ever heard of Fredan Continental before? If you have, what's their usual business? Between elections, what are they doing between elections? What research do they conduct? Now, of course, I have more questions about the methodology of the poll. So, for example, some newspapers are saying that the survey took 4 weeks. Other newspapers are saying that the survey took 8 weeks. Which one is it? I would love to ask Fredan Continental that question if anyone can find them for me. They don't have a website. I would have found them myself. Meanwhile, in their press statement to The Punch, they criticized the other polls. Fredan Continental criticized the other polls. Here's what they said. Quote, while we acknowledge the reports of various opinion polls that have put some other candidates as the likely winner of the February 25th presidential election, we wish to state that data alone does not speak for itself significantly when such data is based on manipulation and sectional polling. The result of every data must be put into context, including understanding the people, culture, pattern, geographical spread of the platform, and historical antecedents. End quote. And I saw that statement and I started thinking about all the other pollsters that we've spoken to on Hard Facts and read their reports. And have you heard them talk about other pollsters like this? Other polls like this? 0700-993-993-993. How you see this matter, Lagos? Join the conversation. And yes, talk to me about our first story as well. Did you hear what the former CBN governor, former Emir of Kano said about the Naira policy? Do you think that the benefits of this Naira redesign and the Naira scarcity outweigh the pains of the Naira redesign and the Naira scarcity? And please, if you know Fredan Continental and you can help me reach them, I want to interview them. Help me.
0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, call us on 01465-7190.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir? Hello? Oh, 99.3. Hello?
Hello? Hi, Sandra. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. First time caller.
What's your name?
My name is Henry.
Hi, Henry. Welcome.
This is Fredan Continental people.
Mm.
I don't know them, but maybe they're in a town hall different from the Bala Blue that we are in. I totally agree with what Sanusi said. The hard truth is this Naira redesign and everything, the masses are going to suffer a lot for it. However, I think the politicians will also feel the pinch a lot more. You know, for those of them that indulge in looting of money, stealing of money, stashing these monies away for whatever reason, by the time it now dawns on them that after a particular period of time, which I believe the 500s and the 1,000s now that is no longer in use, they are feeling the pinch. I heard on the station today that a governor that has been owing people for 6 months now all of a sudden has the money to pay them cash, paying them in a denomination that is no longer valid in the country. You know, so definitely, this policy is definitely going to pinch them more. Yes, the masses are going to suffer a lot for it, but it will just take a little bit of time. At least let the main reason why this Naira has been changed be achieved. So, yeah, that's my contribution for
now. All right, Henry, thank you very much for calling. 99.3. All right, I don't think that person's ready yet. Okay, they are. Tina. Tina is on the line. Hi, Tina.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon,
Sandra.
Tina. Welcome.
Please, my take is on the headline.
Mm-hmm.
My own take is when I saw the paper this morning, I looked at the headline and I saw adversary. I think that was Punch or Song.
Okay.
So seeing that adversary, it shows that it's an advert.
Okay.
It is not real stuff. So they just want, I saw it as something that like is not, that doesn't have value and you want to advertise it.
Mm.
So that is, they said, as soon as they wrote, the papers indicated adversary.
Mm-hmm.
So they have let us know that this is an advert which was paid for.
Mm-hmm.
So that it clears it. Anybody can do any form of advert.
Okay.
As soon as this election is concerned, you just want to bring yourself out. So you go to a paper, you pay your money, and then they advertise you. So let's Nigerians never panic for that. I looked at the paper this morning, and again, I listened to Jimmy this morning, and I heard the way he analyzed it and all that. So I'm okay. I understand the playing, the gist there. So Nigerians should know what, there's nothing wrong about that. They're just advertising themselves. We know ourselves.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Tina. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for calling.
Yeah, Sandra, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Very well. Emeka is my name from Satellite Town.
Welcome, Emeka from Satellite Town.
Let me start from the first story. Sanusi's assertion that this redesigned Naira will affect politicians more.
Mm.
Yes, it will affect them more, but this is not enough. You see, Sandra, what we're having in Nigeria, unfortunately, is a situation where we have a state capture. Yet some people have become too powerful for the state to deal with. Like I called in yesterday,
I
was talking
I
about electoral laws. We have money laundering acts and all that. Nobody is enforcing these. Yes, they have redesigned the Naira. Don't deceive. Let us not delude ourselves that these politicians are not in possession of a substantial amount of this redesigned Naira.
Mm.
Or else, why would the commercial banks be sabotaging the efforts of the CBN and the government?
Mm.
Why were the amount of money they claim to have distributed to the commercial banks, where are those money? Who is in possession of those new money? They may not have as much as they used to brand in the past, flaunt around, you know, but definitely they have substantial amount of it. And this is a problem because our institutions are not working. The security agencies are not doing their job. Some of these people have outgrown the security agencies. They have outgrown the state. And that's why I talk about state capture. And I'm talking about those who conducted polls, that name for me is a strange name. They've not allowed them, experts, to analyze critically the poll they've conducted. They started attacking other organizations that conducted polls. That speaks so much of who they are. Thank you.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much for giving us a call. Let's take a look at messages on WhatsApp. Madam Sandra, good afternoon. The former CBN governor is right. That's a message from Fee, Jokoro. All right, Fee, thank you for your message. We have this message here that says, that's Precious Cameron. Precious Cameron says, hold on, let me see. Precious Cameron says, they are located in the town hall. Sanusi is so spot on. The politicians that have been stealing public funds are broke, so they are the ones fighting. But they're not the only ones fighting now. We've got Abe who says, they've successfully put the helpless Nigerians through sufferings, claiming they're fighting against vote buying, which they failed to tackle from day one. Sandra, I almost wept today seeing a hungry woman with her baby looking for POS vendor with new notes to withdraw her own money. Yet I couldn't help because I have to safeguard the little 5,000 naira that I paid an extra 2,500 naira for. I regret being a Nigerian. Abe, thank you for your message. This message here is from Claire in Ijagun. Claire says, Sandra, some of these governors have immunity. That's why they cannot get punished while in office. I guess that's why Mr. President decided to go this route. Kudos to Mr. President on this. The poll is a paid one. That is, it's a sponsored poll. You won't find them to interview Sandra. All right, Claire. You people are sending me all kinds of things on WhatsApp. I'm not going to read what you people are saying, eh? We've got Frank calling us from Indonesia. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Sandra.
How are you?
You're looking for Fredan Intercontinental.
Fredan. Yes.
You know Gusiam. You know Gusiam. No need.
Yes.
You know they. You know you won't find it. Ah. They don't exist. Sandra, do you know what happened to the images? So this morning I was listening to your radio, and I think it was Daily Today, and I heard it, and it was intriguing because I've been hearing these polls and the whole story. Be one-sided or so. Like, this is interesting. So I went to the Punch newspaper, their website, to read it. Guess what?
What?
They did not even mention that this is a Freda whatever that conducted the poll. I read it through. So when you were reading your own, like, are you reading a different Punch? You're like, we conducted our... I was like, who is we? I read the whole thing through, like, who then give the exam. It was not this Freda thing that you mentioned. It was not even on their website. I talked about Punch.
Yes, Punch. I know. The Punch one didn't mention anyone.
There's no writer. It's still on my... I'm looking at the screen.
Let me make it come to me for hard facts.
So when you are now doing Fred, I'm like, these people, look. This thing, look, this it just shows how desperate these people are. These people called politics. They can do anything and everything unthinkable and unspeakable to get to power. You see, from there, these people, politicians, chronic liars and manipulators. Why do you have to do this? Now imagine, okay, me now, thank God, say I go small school. I feed browser, I feed cross check, I feed cross, you know, and the whole stuff. So a guy is hawking something and he sees it on the front of the newspaper vendor, you know, on the roadside. He just runs with it that way. Because that is the impression you have given him. Number one, it's a lie. Number two, there was no conduct. You didn't conduct anything. Number three, you are misleading the people. You're just, you know, fake information as an official newspaper doing this to your people. As in, I don't know if they carry me go to that newspaper. And I stumbled on one. You sorry, another distraction.
Okay.
Digression rather. Okay. What's his name? Fanica Yodi. They carry that one and go court for this same misinformation. No. Today, in talk say in nowhere. You don't fall sick. Lawyer don't talk say in nowhere. And I said, what is wrong with us? What is Sandra?
Make we rest at it. All right, Frank, thank you for calling. Speaking of disinformation, Aisha Buhari posted fake news about the CBN, and the CBN called it out. That's our third story. The president's wife posted this fake letter from the CBN on Instagram. The fake letter claimed
that the CBN had extended the Naira note deadline until May. After that, the CBN posted that same letter, but with a fake news stamp on it. The CBN debunked the story and insisted that the deadline had not changed. This story is yet another example of how easy it is for fake news to deceive people, especially if the news is saying what they want to hear. I mean, Aisha Buhari lives in Aso Rock. She lives in Aso Rock. If anyone should know whether or not the president has told the CBN to extend the deadline, it should be her, right? That's how we were hearing so many stories of Kwame Kwaso stepping down for Tinubu or Obi stepping down for Atiku. So far, they've all said, nah lie. Before today, we heard so many fake stories about how LP doesn't have party agents. Boyega Kosile, the governor's former chief press secretary, even shared one of those fake numbers on a platform that I am on with other journalists. Today, the real INEC figures are out, and LP has almost as many agents, polling agents, as PDP and APC. So you see, even government officials are spreading fake news. My question for you, Lagos, how do you, that is calling me now, you that is listening to me, how do you filter real news from fake? And when you fall victim and accidentally spread fake news, what do you do to rectify it? Women, call me on 01465-7190, 0700-993-993-993. By the way, I've seen a link that is taking me to the Fred and Continental Services, but the only thing on that link is this survey that they did. So if you're clicking on the homepage of the Fredan services, it's not taking you to any other. You know how you go to a website, it has plenty links. If I click on the homepage for Fredan services, I'm not seeing any, it's not taking me to any homepage. In fact, I'm even seeing admin. So it looks like a WordPress website or at most a Google Docs, Google Excel type website. You know, I'm even seeing like the admin, like it has a place that says admin and profile and settings and help. And if I want to log out, it looks like I may be able to even log out. Let me see if I can log out. Oh, I don't log out though. Okay, I've logged out. Okay, let me see if they will take me to the homepage of the Fredan Continentals. All right, the page is loading. While the page is loading, let me come back to you, Lagos. 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon, President Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Ogochukwu from Ipaja.
Welcome, Ogochukwu.
How did I separate real news from fake news?
Yes, how do you do it?
I was told Mr. Sheriff money caught fire that there's no news from a government official at all levels, it's real.
Mm-hmm.
That I will rather believe the devil than believe in Nigerian government officials. Period. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, it's not true that all of them lie. Some of them actually share factual news.
99.3? Hello, Sandra.
How are you doing?
I know. I want to speak my mother tongue. Today is World Mother Tongue.
Okay, welcome. Go ahead.
I'm born with a chin and young one. Yes, in Suru Lerapo.
Okay, no.
Please, Lagosians, I will still come back to you. After meeting you on the Sanusukuru.
Okay.
Are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you.
Okay. Makana ndi politicians say mgbe apuru na ene ihe gbasara naira design na. Ha kari were ego na eke ndi mmadu. Mana makana emere ihe naira design. O were ndi mere campaign na Saturday. Ya na enye ndi mmadu ofu ogbachicha ofu ogbachicha. You understand me? So what I'm saying, what I'm saying is this. The what Sanusi said is true.
Okay.
It's not only the masses that are suffering. The politicians are also suffering. Because the rally that they did on Saturday, they won't, I don't want to mention the party.
Okay.
They were sharing people loaves of bread. That's what they're sharing.
Okay.
And that party is a strong party. They're sharing loaves of bread.
Okay.
Which they're not supposed to share if this policy is not in this thing.
Okay.
So what the man said, that's what I want to say.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. I quite like that, actually. So if more people want to call and first of all speak in their mother tongue and then translate it for us that are non-mother tongue speakers...
We'll like that very much. We'll enjoy that very much. Okay. Let me take a look at messages that we have on WhatsApp. I'm still waiting for this website. Oh, it has loaded. Okay. Aha. So I'm looking at the website, Fredan. I'm going to take a proper look at this website afterwards. Okay. All right. All right. All right. I will look at it afterwards. FredanContinentalServices.com. Now on WhatsApp, we have Olakomi who says, let me see this one here. Anti-people are the ones celebrating these unpopular monetary policies of the CBN. Their antics... Who's calling me on WhatsApp? Please don't call me on WhatsApp. It is now that the recent poll will be conceived as fake poll since the result... Their antics is well known to every discerning minds. It is now that the recent poll will be conceived as fake poll results since their preferred candidate was not projected as the winner. In a matter of days, it will be clear to those that are rejecting the recent polls if it is true or not reality. Sandra, leave story on the source of this poll. I don't understand what you mean by that. Every poll, we take you to the source, we break it down, we analyze it. Why should we not do it for this particular poll? Lanre, why not? Why should this poll be spared what other polls were put through? Lanre, why? We'll take a break. When we come back, it will be time for Community Report. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Sports. With three spectacular debaters, Group C of the I Beg to Differ Tournament of Champions could be a fight to the finish. Imanala Nnadi has only ever lost once to Tanvita Kaushik. She's here to prove that she can beat anyone on a good day. Nicholas Musokoya barely missed the August 2022 final, but gave us fireworks along the way. He would have met Fabian Chibundu in that final, but now they will lock horns at the Tournament of Champions. Fabian, the only boy champion, must fend off these two challengers if he wants to be champion of champions. This March, it's the I Beg to Differ Tournament of Champions on 99.3 Nigeria Info and Wasobia Max TV.